And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And guess what? Our guest, Captain John Conniff, had car trouble up in Sacramento, and he can't make it today. So you're going to have Ricky and myself here doing a freelance show. It's going to be a lot of fun talking fishing because there's plenty of fishing to be talking about. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and boy, you're right, man. It's you're stuck with us today, baby.
Yeah, we're gonna have some fun some fishing because there's plenty of fishing to talk about. I feel really bad.
I know.
John Conniff, he called me yesterday evening and said, "Man, I'm just not gonna make it." He had a, I took his kid up to Davis to start college,
That's pretty exciting.
So
cool. Congratulations!
And he was, and we were so excited because we just had our Islander kayak trip, epic trip on that.
The timing's
so perfect. And also good fishing, and they have this open schedule of taking people fishing on the Islander. And he tried to get his truck fixed, and everybody that knows that has had a problem trying to get parts, right, especially in Sacramento.
Yeah, the next day.
He was getting a water pump. It was just not to be. So he finally got it fixed late last night and said, "I'm just not going to
make
it."
Yeah.
So we missed John, and certainly we'll talk a lot about the Islander and their great schedule and how they took their shark trips and turned it into fishing trips, and they're just killing it.
That's the thing, is like, that's the secret of trying to sneak a trip in right now, because the fishing is so good. And let's face it, I mean, the premium boats like the Islander and the other ones that he's, it's very difficult to find a spot to go fishing right now. And those guys would normally be in that exact same situation, no spots available. But because the Guadalupe shark thing didn't happen late this year, and obviously they held on booking trips because we were all expecting the permits to happen. Same thing with fishing. Like, everybody waited as late as they could because we all assumed that, you know, eventually they'll make it. They're always late. The process always takes a long time. And this year it just didn't happen. But all of a sudden, you know, now you have a premium boat.
3 months.
With, like you were talking about, premium crew, amazing food, that all of a sudden had 3 months worth of open dates available. So it's like it's the diamond in the rough, the little sneaker spot to get on a high, high quality boat, but still have a spot available in the fall.
And that's, I think you said it best about the Islander. It's kind of the, almost like the best kept secret in the San Diego long range fleet. It's not really a secret because people that go on the boat know, but it's a high quality boat. Stateroom accommodations. The chef Mike on that boat. Oh my God!
That's what you're saying.
On our trip, he just cooked these amazing meals. We were only on a day and a half, but it was like an unbelievable. Every meal was just gourmet, fantastic. The night we were on the boat, he cooked this this duck breast dinner with a cherry sauce.
Come on.
I mean, it was to die for. Everybody's going, are you kidding me?
That's unbelievable.
I mean, the guy works really hard in the galley, works all day and you know, really prides himself in putting on a great meal. And then the crew, hard-working young guys on that boat.
Was Peter on the boat?
Captain Peter was running the boat. Yeah. He's so good and so capable. I mean, this guy's in his mid-20s and he's already just a superstar.
Some of those guys just have it. And it's so impressive to watch people that are that young that are clearly, you know, like they're the Brian Kiharas and the Tim Ekstroms and the Randy Toussaints and the, you know, and all of the, and the Roy Roses. Like, I mean, it's fun watching the guys where you're like, oh, that guy's 20 years old and has it, you know, and it's fun watching that happen. And Peter's certainly one of those guys.
Yeah, for sure. So if you're unable to get on, you know, your favorite boat like the Royal Star or the American Angler or the Royal Polaris or the Red Rooster or, you know, the high-end Shogun, the high-end quality boats, if you're unable to get on those because they're sold out, which they have been for like a year, check out the Islander schedule at fishermanslanding.com because you're going to get a high-end experience. And actually save a little money, I think. He's got those priced pretty reasonably. And have excellent food, fantastic accommodations, and a great crew that know how to catch fish.
The Islander's a long-range boat that runs mostly day and a half to three-day trips. I mean, it is, you know, it's the Red Rooster, too. You know, I mean, it is a long-range full boat. And, rad opportunity for sure, especially with the fish biting so great right now. And it's been really fun watching this. You know, everybody was concerned what's going to happen with the hurricane and is this fish going to bite through it? Is this going to interrupt things? And just, man, it bit right through it. You know, this has been really fun. Great week of fishing.
It was. And an interesting mix because we had that Islander kayak trip on left Tuesday night, fished Wednesday. And Wednesday was the worst day of weather.
It was. It was.
Of the week, right?
I felt so
the
bad worst, watching.
I mean, and here we were all excited, the group of 22 that we had on the boat. We are all excited. It's like, hey, September.
Oh, my God. September, it's going to be a lake.
But I'm going to tell you something. It was fantastic.
Okay, good.
We fished the lee of San Clemente Island and started up at White Rock and kind of worked east toward downwind.
Mm-hmm.
And until 3 o'clock, it was great conditions.
Awesome.
And the fish were biting. We had really good yellowtail fishing.
Oh, on the kayaks.
Yeah, on the kayaks. Really fun. Sea lions were atrocious on the boat, but they didn't bother us as much on the kayaks. They did eat our baits and stuff like that. But sea lions have been a huge problem at San Clemente on the lee side. But Kevin Akata caught a big Dorado, a 20-pound Dorado. Did you see that picture?
I saw the photo you posted on the Let's Talk Hookup Instagram page and as well as the Facebook. It looked like a Rancho Leonero Dorado.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was a big one on a surface iron.
Yeah.
He said he saw a flying fish bust out of the water being chased by this Dorado. And when the flying fish landed, he landed his surface iron right where the flying fish landed, and the thing ate
it. Oh, how cool
so
is
that's,
that?
Kevin's, of course, an amazing fisherman.
Very good angler.
And he brought a whole bunch of war baits and kicker jigs to give away for everybody.
Cool.
Corby Sandin caught a bunch of yellowtail. Of course, no bait, you know. He was using plastics and hard baits to catch his yellowtail. And Ron Lane caught a bunch of yellowtail, but Corey bought a whole bunch of MC or swim baits and gave everybody a big package of oh my god, he was so generous. A big package of MC swim baits, and then Ron Lane bought a whole bunch of salty gear. We gave away a pair of Costa sunglasses.
Man.
It was like Christmas.
Yeah, no doubt.
Christmas in September.
And just that trip is so unique. To get to go over with the kayaks, and again, not to keep tooting the Islander horn, but like if you haven't been before, it's just amazing how good those guys are at running that trip, from the storage of all the kayaks to the ease of launching and landing everybody and getting from the big boat onto your kayak, and then to be able to be at a spot like San Clemente in your own kayak with all the live bait that they can provide for you. If you need a, you know, if you need
They have the skiff running around, you want a beer, you want a snack. They were delivering, you know, these hot chocolate macadamia nut cookies in the morning, you know. And, hey, so you want a snack? Yeah, sure. You know, here, have some bait and a cookie. Right?
That's so cool.
It was great. And they're just like, everybody has a VHF for handheld VHF. Hey, Skip, I have a fish pickup. Hey, Skip, I need some more bait. You know, and the guys are right there.
Yeah, they come over, you wave them down, do whatever, and boom, they're right next to you, delivering you whatever you need, taking your yellow back to the big boat.
And fishing those Hobie kayaks, they're just a game changer. Yeah. I mean, the Outback is the model I was fishing.
Okay.
Fantastic bait tank. I had a Garmin fish finder on it that was really a nice fish finder, and gaff and the pedals and the Mirage Drive 180, which so you can put it in reverse.
I love thinking about it. Every time in the world headquarters here, there's a 52 pound that sea bass
52,
on the 52 pound sea bass you caught in La Jolla on a kayak back in the day.
Yeah, 25 years ago.
Think about where kayaks have come from, like when you caught that big sea bass to what you were fishing on today.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's amazing the it's a boat that you're fishing on now. Like, it's amazing to see the difference from that was a Hobie all the way back then. Like, from the Hobie then to the Hobie now, it's just wild.
Yeah, I wish it was a Hobie back then. No, I had to paddle.
Oh, it was, okay.
It was a paddle.
I remember you, because Outback has been around, like, kind of the longest, right?
Hobie's been around a lot.
I know Hobie has,
there was some, I think that, I forget what kind of kayak I had, but it was back in the Dennis Spike era.
Sure, I remember. I remember talking about Hobie Outbacks for so long, I just kind of assumed it was
an ocean kayak. That's what it was. I caught that on an ocean kayak, which, like, it's night and day. It's like, are you kidding me? I used to do that instead of this.
Right.
But the pedals make all the difference in the world when you're fishing. I mean, that's what really makes the difference, is you're hands free, basically. And the other thing that they do at Hobie is everything is dialed in for fishermen. They are fishermen over there, and the kayaks are designed for fishing. They're not designed, I mean, sure, you can use them on a lake and family outings and stuff like that for that, but they have all the fishing accessories, a great bait tank, everything about them. And then when the weather came up, right, like at 3 o'clock, I mean, there were some swells coming in that were, you know,
it was like, getting pretty real.
It was getting real. And if we weren't going downwind, it would have been a little tough. And you know, take one on the side, you think, oh my god, this thing's gonna flip me over. Nope. No, it's very, very stable, and still very, very safe out there. But they are a cut above, there's no doubt about it. And the crew, like, when you get on and off the boat, you think when the weather came up that they anchored the boat in a position where we were just fine getting on and off
the boat.
That's
so cool.
You know?
Yeah.
And really, we didn't have to deal. I mean, as amazing as you looked at Windy, it was hooting outside.
Yeah, I know. I was watching for you guys.
And, I mean, it was beautiful till about 2 or 3 o'clock. I mean, 73-degree water, air temperature, fishing in a T-shirt. I mean, normally this trip is in May, June, right? And we're all bundled up, and
water's
like 65, and, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. Corey brought his mask, fins, and snorkel and went snorkeling.
That's right. I say, if you fish till 3, so everybody got a full day except Harry Walker, who that's like a quarter of a day for him.
Yeah. Well, Harry had to be the last one on the boat. And it's like, he came in at like 6 o'clock. I mean, I was on the boat by 4 just because I was like, I've had enough of these.
Harry had a shower and a cocktail by the time Harry gets back.
Yeah, and Harry comes in and is like, Harry, are you kidding me? You are still out there in that. But yeah, in fact, the weather was so up that day, that afternoon, that the American Angler and the Intrepid came in and were anchored on the lee of the island there just to kind of get out of the weather for a little while. Because that's where all that big fish is, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And I mean, again, it was so great to see that big fish kind of go back to doing what it had been in very good nighttime deep water jig fishing again. Yeah. And it was, I mean, you know, you saw it in the tackle store and you saw it at the top of the dock. It was very good fishing on, you know, 50 to 150 pounders. I mean, there was some great scores. You know, with that fishing comes, you know, you have to find the right school and you have to get on it and you have to get your bites, and it's not a guaranteed thing, but it was pretty tremendous fishing for a lot of our boats this week.
And how about the Dorado fishing?
It's still
unbelievable.
It's still so good that you shouldn't take it for granted, but we are. Like, we've had it limits all the time for so long that you're almost starting to like, oh yeah, that's Dorado fishing. You know, we've had it so good for so long, we're starting to forget how special this really is.
Yeah, it is. And as long as this water temperature stays up and there's still a pretty good push coming from the south.
That it was really cool to see the San Diego have a big score on yellowfin tuna this week. You know, they had a full day trip that had over 100 yellowfin tuna on it.
Yeah.
And you talk to the long range guys when they come back, and they're saying the same thing. Lots of that fish they see down below that's making its way this direction. When Frank was talking about that 3-knot push from the south, like, you have to figure that's just a highway for that fish making its way up to us. So I think that we're gonna have that yellowfin really invade us, which this is kind of the time of year when it happens. You know, I mean, this is kind of when it's supposed to. And I know there has been yellowfin up here already for a couple of months, but it sounds like we're going to get flooded with that stuff pretty good here coming up.
Yeah, it looks like it. And it's just like the conditions are just right for having an epic end of September, October, maybe November.
I hope so, man.
I mean,
the last few years sure have been. I mean, some of our best big fish in the last couple of years has been November. And
November.
There's sure no signs of it pointing opposite of that. I mean, there's a lot of fish around. There's still a tremendous amount of bait around. There's still lots of fish down below us coming our direction. Like, I mean, all things point to something good.
The ocean is very healthy right now, and it's very ripe with a lot of bait around, and that's the highway for the fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. And, you know, there's been striped marlin around. The thing that I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens, because this is about the time people start looking, is there has been a tremendous amount of swordfish in our area this year. I don't think that I've heard of one being caught, you know, surface baited type swordfish, but tons of fish being seen and looked at, and, hey, we baited one yesterday, we baited two yesterday, that kind of thing. There's a lot. There seems to be more than normal around. I have no idea if that bodes for a better deep drop, you know, season or not.
Yeah.
But, again, it sure couldn't hurt, you know, more of those things being around and on the surface. Like, I don't know if that translates to more bites for the guys that are fishing deep, but that's going to start getting rolling here in the next, you know, next few weeks, next month, that kind of thing. And it'll be very interesting to see how that season develops, because it definitely feels like there's more of those around than normal, too.
So are people gearing up for that at a tackle shop?
Some guys, like, it always is that it seems to be the same thing. The deep set buoy gear guys start to clobber them pretty good, and one or two or three private boat guys go out and start getting them, and then all of a sudden it's then the rush happens. Like, I wouldn't say that we've had a lot of people getting it. Like, I think it's going to be a better than normal year, so we kind of stocked a little heavier than normal, a little earlier than normal to get ready for the first wave. I don't think the wave has happened yet of people buying their deep drop stuff, but, you know.
So what do you buy for deep drop? What do you stock for a deep drop?
You can do it in a lot of ways, and I always think back to, like, when that fish first showed up in the first season we caught them. You know, you can have very specialized tackle that makes the job done very easy and very dialed in. But the first year that showed up, when none of us really knew what we were doing, and we only marginally know what we're doing now, you know, it's a developing fishery for us, and it's very similar to how it's done in different parts of the country, but it's not the same. You know, a lot of those guys are fishing in very close proximity to the bottom, and you know, our fishing is, you know, like the bottom one third or maybe even halfway up off the bottom. You know, common for a lot of our bites to be in 700 to 800 feet of water, 700 to 900 feet of water in, you know, or 700 to 900 feet deep in, you know, 1,000, 1,500 feet of water. You know, kind of wherever the bait's at seems to be where most of the bites tend to happen for our guys. But anyways, so you can do that on a fancy dialed-in killer electric reel with light spectra, so there's little drag and, you know, special lights and special hooks and special baits, and you can get it very dialed. But the first year when that showed up, Neil used all of our bluefin, you know, kite flying gear. Nothing different. Short top shots, heavy spectra, all the things that are, you know, that we've since refined and gotten pretty dialed in for the swordfish game. I think he had 18 bites that first year, like fishing not dialed in. So what I'm saying is if you're already fishing that big bluefin tuna, you own the gear that will definitely work for it. Maybe an adjustment to the spectra, maybe an adjustment to top shot lengths and things like that. But a lot of it you already have. And if a guy gets really into it, then maybe, you know, you pick up one because it's deep and it's a long way and it's kind of a pain in the butt to change baits and things like that. So maybe a guy picks up one of those drill motor, you know, accessories to help winding a bait in. You know, maybe you get really into it and you want to buy, you know, you want to invest in an electric reel. And that can be anything from a Shimano Beastmaster that's, you know, spendy but not crazy, all the way up to the multi-$1,000, you know, Hooker Tiagras that have, you know, built-in motors and things
like
that.
How much are those?
I mean, the least expensive versions of them are around $3,000, and like the super Gucci ones are like around $5,000, and kind of everything in between. So they make them that just have it's taken a Shimano Tiagra or similar, you know, high end heavy duty reel, and they basically build a whole new side plate that has a motor attached to it. And the lesser expensive $3,000 versions,
model.
Basically have a motor with a rheostat, you know, like a little twist, you call it a throttle. And, you know, the faster you twist it, the faster the spool spins. Those ones are really cool because the handle still operates independently of it. So if you want to turn the handle, you
traditionally
can.
Traditionally fight the
yeah,
fish.
Yeah, so basically the motor operates high gear and you operate low gear, you know, so the handle's not spinning around when the motor's working. And then they have other versions where when you, if you're come tight in the fish and you want to fight it traditionally, you can just push two little pins and that whole motor assembly comes off. And now you're just back to using your original Tiagra. And then they have some that are like, never pull the thing out of the rod holder, have a little digital readout on how much line is off the reel. It's got a level wind, and you just that one, you just kind of push the button.
And how much is that one?
Wait for you. That one's around five. It's great.
So,
I mean, not quite five. But
there's a lot of other accessories, and we can talk about that, too, if people are interested. You know, there's weights and lights and that kind of stuff, too.
But I think that's the fun is you don't have to have that. Like, that's what I keep going back to. Like, the first year Neil had all those fish, like, we didn't buy anything. You know, we bought sinkers and hooks, and that was it. So it can be all of those things. You know, you don't have to spend $5,000 on a reel. If you've caught a big bluefin tuna on kite tackle or spreader bar tackle, you can go do that for a couple $100 investment in sinkers and lights and hooks. You can
and
for sure
close.
Go fish.
That's the 10, 11 miles.
Part.
Yeah.
As later season bluefin often, you know, settles in on the Tanner and the backside of Clemente, and you know, when you're starting to make those, you know, 70 and 80 and 100 mile runs, it's so nice to go 10 miles and shut the boat down. Yeah, it's pretty
nice
cool.
Nice fall weather.
Totally.
Stuff like that. Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Rick and I are going to just wing it here and take your questions and just have fun here talking fishing.
Some of the favorite shows, like this one's about you. If you got questions, you've got reports, you want to know about travel trips, whatever, this show is for you. We're going to have a lot of fun doing it. We got some great catch reports coming up. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's the phone number. Or send us a text. Going to be very much looking forward to reading some of these fun text messages today. As always, texting is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It is such a great app. Free download, no matter what kind of device you have, Android or iPhone, easy to find. It's such an easy way to listen to past shows and your only option of texting your questions into the show. And as always, we are giving away such a killer prize. One lucky caller or texter, you know, again, as we always say, determined by the coin flip at the end of the show, is going to win a pair of Costa sunglasses. And basically, you get a gift certificate, and you can order any pair of Costas on CostaDelMar.com up to a $300 value, which, again, I don't think that they have a pair that's over that amount.
Yeah.
So you've got any non-prescription pair you want. You got $300 coming your way. And the beauty of you basically get a gift card for that amount. So if you buy a pair of glasses that's $200 and you want to spend an extra $100 in Costa gear, and you know they've got great performance shirts and coolers and just all kinds of accessories.
Backpack,
yeah, whatever you want, you got $300 coming your way. So again, a great prize. Give us a call 213-432-1090 or send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're taking your phone calls, we're grabbing those catch reports. Lots coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better. Then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Like Pete said, man, it's just us. We're hanging out with you, looking forward to talking some fishing, answering your questions, catch reports. It's just going to be a great show and a lot of fun. Bummed to not have John in here, but yeah. He's here in spirit, and yeah, we're going to be having a good time.
And John
here.
Said he's going to try and call from the road if he can. But
so.
Also Ron Lane's actually traveling. He's going to try and call in and talk about the kayak trip, and I'm sure we'll have some others too. But I want to draw your attention to a new feature we put in our newsletter, and I want to thank our good friend Jeff Davidson for one of our listeners, and he travels with us. Does Loretto every year with us and stuff. Jeff's a great guy, and he's a chef. And he said, hey, what do you think about me putting a recipe in your newsletter?
Ooh, nice.
And it's like, Great idea. So he comes up with this unbelievable salmon patty recipe. I mean, wait till you see this thing.
We put it
in this week's newsletter. Bill put it in this week's newsletter. So if you're not a subscriber to our newsletter, you got to get on it. Just go to letstalkhookup.com, and when the pop-up comes up, just sign up for our newsletter. We don't spam. We just send it something every other week. We don't sell our list. It's just for you and for the stuff from the show. And it's also, I posted it on our Angler's Table section at letstalkhookup.com. You'll see it on the front page. You can click on it, see the recipe. But it looks fantastic.
Cool.
And Jeff put a lot of effort into it, and the recipe looks easy and fun and looks absolutely delicious. So, and I'm sure you could sub crab for it or whatever.
But yeah,
Looks really,
really
good.
But it's a salmon patty, like burger type patty, like you're going to have a salmon
exactly.
burger kind of thing.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
okay,
burger, or he made it on like a rice or something
okay,
like that.
Okay, got it.
Too.
Cool.
So it's like an actual dish and with an aioli sauce and stuff, but I'm sure
yeah,
you can make
a
burger out of it too. So check it out, letstalkhookup.com, on the Angler's Table section, or subscribe to our newsletter. And it was on the last newsletter this past week that we put together. So Jeff's going to said he's going to keep doing it and send it out. So thanks to him and for his efforts too. He really outdid himself.
That's
on
cool.
that one for sure. Well, hey, phones are packed, texts are flowing in. Let's jump into it.
You
Rick.
Got it, buddy. Let's start with Ed. Ed's calling us from Corona this morning. Ed, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. This is a voice from your past.
All right on.
Well, I had to give up.
Is this Ed?
Ed Dillon?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey! I recognize that voice. How are you, Ed?
Oh, well, I'm getting older. I can't see very good. I can't hear very good. And I can't drive. You know, it's a bummer. I had to give up fishing about 3 years ago. The surf fishing, I'd get a little wave that would hit my ankles and just about knock me over. So it got to be too dangerous by myself. So, but anyway, I wanted to congratulate you for the 31 years. And I think I was on the show, the very first one with Marty when he first came on. And great listening to you and the whole group down there.
I know Ed last week Mark Wish was talking about how you're the one that said, hey, you should call and do a private voter report for Let's Talk Hookup, and it was your idea kind of to put that whole thing together with Captain Mark Wish, so, and we're for sure grateful with that.
Yeah,
that was a lot of years ago. Back in the 90s there. Speaking of the 90s, I fished the Islander a lot in the 90s. I was an instructor with the late Ronnie Kovacs fishing expeditions, and so a great boat. Probably different people are on it now, but it was a great fishing boat. Caught a lot of fish there.
Yeah, it's a good fishing boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, great to hear from you, Ed, and stay well, okay? And hopefully you can get back out there on the water.
Okay, I my days are over, I think, boat-wise or surf fishing, but I'll just sit and listen to the radio.
All right, well, I'm glad
nice
we can bring us a pleasure, and good to hear from you, Ed. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning and all the support you've given Let's Talk Hookup for the many years that you've been with us. Appreciate that very much.
That's awesome. Well, hey, let's jump right back into him. We're going to talk to John. John's calling us from Rancho San Diego this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Hey, Pete. I'm super stoked to be on the day-and-a-half trip on Wednesday night on the Islander, and really was surprised that there were spots for me and my two adult boys for that day-and-a-half. And, just really excited. I'll be popping by the tackle shop, Ricky, to pick up some gear. Do you suspect that we'll be fishing in the jigs at night, flat falls or knife jigs? And what do you recommend for hook sizes? And lastly, I don't have a 80 or 100 pound setup, and I'm guessing you would recommend that I rent one of those, and wondered if you thought 80 or 100 pound based on how things are fishing right now, which would be best. So,
well, some great questions, John, and I think that either of those two outfits would be fine, an 80 or 100 pound. With the success of the nighttime jig fishing, I would, you know, it's it's a little bit of a tough call for the boats to decide which great fishing to take advantage of, and it's kind of up to each captain, you know, making the best decision for their, you know, their passengers and their crew. The exceptional Dorado, yellowtail, yellowfin, and, you know, school-sized bluefin fishing is in a slightly different zone than the best nighttime bigger fish fishing is. So, you know, depending on which one of those things you do, you know, not sure, it'd be a, you know, a decision of Peter and John based on the conditions, but I would definitely be prepared for that big fish fishing, you know, at nighttime with the jigs. And I think any appropriate jig of an appropriate size is fine. 300 to 400 gram jig would be fine. You know, the knife jigs have definitely gained the popularity, but I think that you kind of let the school dictate what lure you're fishing. The advantage of the knife or the longer, skinnier jigs is they get down really fast. And so if they're stopping on a school and you've got several jigs that are just bombing down through the middle of the school and those things react and grab a bite, sometimes having that jig that really gets down to them either before the school moves on or you get the first couple of active ones, that they seem to get bites very well. I would say that flat falls, or like traditional flat falls, obviously didn't stop working. That's how we caught all of our fish before people got on the longer, skinnier knife jig thing. If that fish is hanging and sticking with the boat, often the flat falls then become the as good or better choice because they, you know, they are slipping and sliding, moving. They sink slower with more action. So if you're putting that jig through the school that's hanging with you, you've got more time going through them, which is a great thing. If it's like a lot of short stop and goes, the knife jigs really have their advantage because they get down to them so fast. So I think.
So what's too heavy? What's too light?
In terms of a
like
jig goes,
what?
I think a 300 to 400 gram is ideal. And I think lighter than that, you run the risk of getting too scoped out before you get to the fish. Heavier than that, you run the risk of just wearing yourself out. You know, it's a long night and it's a lot of jig fishing. And let the conditions dictate a little bit on what size. Ideally, I'd fish a 300. I'd start my night with a 300 gram knife jig and I'd probably have a 400 gram with me also. Those jigs for sure get bit better vertical. Like when you start to get scoped out a ways, they just don't seem to get bit nearly
as good.
Yeah, and
that's so weird. Like,
it is.
And that's true with a lot of jigs, like even yo-yo jigs
totally.
And stuff like that. It's just when you scope it out, if you just let it down too far and you get lazy and you don't reel it back in and start all over again, they just don't get bit as well.
And like something falling in free spool on the sink shouldn't make that big of a difference, but man, it does.
It does. Yeah.
So I would fish a 300 grammer because it sinks real fast. You're usually going to get straight up and down and it's easier on the angler. But if it happens to be particularly breezy, there's a lot of current and you're finding you're getting scoped out too fast, swap up to that 400 gram jig. And I don't think that the manufacturer makes a lot of difference on those. I don't even think the color or the glow or not glow makes much of a difference. What I would make sure you have is a very heavy duty assist style hook. Heavy duty cord, that Gamakatsu heavy duty assist hook is a really good one. There's lots of good ones out there, but a very stout hook with good cord and a heavy bite leader, 200 pound fluoro, something like that, crimp to the jig, you're good to go.
All right, very good. Well, let's find out what's biting in the Baja.
It's time for the report with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tour. That one's sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and other custom fillet knives and other knives from Anza. They're made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're so easy to sharpen. It's like the best part about an Anza. It's like a couple of swipes on a steel, and that thing is razor sharp. I love them. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more info and get the Fish Pro series available at Fisherman's Processing. We got the cast man standing by. Buenos dias, Cass.
Hey, buenos dias, Rich McKee, Pedro.
Cast man.
Good show today, boys. Good
Having
show.
Fun.
Hey, man, let me tell you, the Baja is just getting hammered. And there's no end in sight. It looks like there's one hurricane, I think Hurricane Lester, looks like it's going to bump off the mainland down south there, probably toward Manzanillo, Ixtapas, Zihuatanejo, but it may bounce back out and start regenerating. And there's a couple of more tropical storms in front of that one and one behind. So it's not looking good for that southern Baja for the next week to 10 days. And but they're fishing in between storms. I mean, fishing has been good. Danny there in Loreto says, the Dorado are still in. And same thing with La Paz there. Fishing either it's outside the bay and out of the Bahia de los Muertos, which is south of La Paz. And then, of course, San Jose del Cabo is fishing well up there. They're getting some nice tuna and a few wahoo in the mix and Dorado. And, of course, striped marlin and blue marlin are coming in. Some good fishing, but, man, I'll tell you, they're just getting a deluge of rain and wind. And so you just got to hunker down between those storms. But, if you're down there, just wait till that storm to go by and go out. And there's a lot of flotsam out there. Of course, Dorado like that flotsam. All the little bait fish hide under it. And Dorado are usually really thick at this time of year. So, but that's going to be the report. And probably going to be for the next 10 days.
Lined up hurricanes back, one back to the other. And, yeah, it's just kind of looking at EBB Mike, and it's like, stuff coming.
It's really unusual.
As Bobby Van Wormer declared, September is the month of the hurricane. And that's just the way it is,
Hey, but, you did a good invitation of him.
You like that? Yeah, it was a long time since we talked to Bobby. But, it brings a lot of fish.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, but Pito's going to mention, we've just about filled up the El Salto trip. I got one spot left, and he's going to get to whoever comes going to get to fish with Corey at least one day.
Whoa.
And you want to be taught by the master, let me tell you. This is the time to do it.
Cass, you usually hog horse.
I was going to say,
what's that?
You're giving up your fishing partner for
you. Well, Corey's taught me to the point that I can actually go out and catch bass now. So
okay,
I'll
but anyway, so yeah, I've got.
I was just going to say,
one spot left.
I'd back that up because I've been with him also, and Corey is like, I mean, he really is like he's the master of it. I think that is probably a top Corey's list of favorite things to do. I don't want to speak for him, but certainly way up there. And he's so gracious with the info and, hey, man, do it like this. Hold your hand this way, turn the handle this way. Like, he taught me so much about that, too. Like, Corey does so much of, like, making the bait move with the reel handle and lesser with the rod. And, like, you will learn so much from fishing with that guy.
Yeah.
And he's very gracious with, helping people out and, here, use this bait, use it this way. And like, oh my, light bulb going off.
So you want to go call Castman and grab that spot to go fishing at Lake El Salto. And
yeah.
End of January, right?
Yeah. January 26th to 30th. And you're right. Absolutely, Ricky. That, I'll tell you, those swim baits, the way he makes those work, those bass just attack it. But, Pete, I'm leaving for British Columbia today. Today I got a flight out to Vancouver overnight there, and then going to go up to fish the Mackenzie River for the some Mackenzie for sturgeon. I've never caught a sturgeon, but they got some big boys in that river. So I'm going to be up there with Dr. Gary. We're going to fish Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and so hopefully we get some good pictures with some big sturgeon. And I'm really looking forward to the trip. But that's a report for this week. You guys want to book a trip into southern Baja, mainland Mexico? You want that trip with Corey there, January 26th to 30th, Lake El Salto? Give us a call at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.castories.com. And I'm sorry, it was the Fraser River in
Fraser, and Fraser River is also well known as one of the best steelhead rivers in the world, too. So maybe you'll catch a steelhead, too.
Yeah, and they got salmon there, too. So I don't know. It's just going to be fun. Whatever it is, traveling with Dr. Gary, he's pretty intense, and he likes fighting big fish.
Oh, yeah. He likes fighting anything.
Yeah,
he's a fight doc.
Yeah, yeah, the fight doctor, exactly.
Have a great trip. Are you going to be back in time to give us a report next Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah, I get back on Thursday.
All right.
Cool.
Good luck. Have a great time, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Hey, it's time to talk about a great place where the fish are always biting, and that's Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
I was there yesterday. It was like it always is.
Wide open.
Freshest thing in town. I love that. Point Loma Seafood, my absolute favorite place in the whole world, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We ate lunch there yesterday, man. No better spot than Point Loma.
Yeah, for sure. And you ate lunch there yesterday. What'd you have?
I was with Doug and Doc Spoon. I had shrimp tacos, and Dr. Ken and Doug each were doing the combo sandwich.
It's the best shrimp tacos ever.
Ever.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Killer tortillas. Yes. Yeah. That they have like an avocado lime sauce they put on them. Oh, my God. So good.
And they're coleslaw.
And they're lesser known. So if you haven't tried them, you have to go get the shrimp tacos.
Those are good.
So good.
And then if you want fresh fish to take home, nobody has a better array of fresh fish every day than Point Loma Seafoods. From fresh salmon, halibut, bluefin tuna, yellowtail, yellowfin tuna, some exotics occasionally.
I love seeing some of the Mexican, like, baqueta and things like that. They'll have different groupers and stuff in there. And that's the beauty of the Christiansens. Like, if they are at the market and they see something that's right, they gobble it up and put it in the showcase. Yeah. Like, there's always exotic stuff in there. It's so cool.
Lunch or dinner, go check it out. Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato, Doe, Pride, Polaris, Extreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFIP. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFIP's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFIP. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFIP.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFIP. Check AFIP.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, having lots of fun. Man, things are going great.
Speaking of AFCO, one of our great sponsors here and a great supporter of the fishing industry itself, saw Robbie Gant from from AFCO at Fisherman's Landing the other day.
Yeah.
And he's talking about those new white bags that AFCO's coming out with.
Oh, the harvest bags.
The bags, yeah. The harvest bags.
Dude, they're gonna
be next level.
They follow the line of all of the stuff AFCO does. Like they are very hardcore fishing people that design their stuff, and they basically take everything that is good but could use some refinement and make it way better and make it AFCO-ized, and that's what they did with their kill bags. Like,
it's not gonna leak.
Dude.
Yeah.
And
the zippers are going to be better?
I don't think it has a zipper. I think that's the idea.
Oh, okay.
It's like they got rid of that in the, like, they do it similar to like a roll top like a dry bag would for that reason.
Oh, okay.
So like you don't, you know, they take.
So it's like with Velcro, and then you roll it.
Took the failure points away from it.
Oh, great idea.
Took the drain instead of having the drain the size of a pencil that one little piece of ice cube gets stuck in it, and then the thing doesn't drain. And they put like a 2-inch drain so you can get rid of all the water fast. There's an interior liner that's separate, so you can take the liner out completely, hose that thing off. So, I mean, all of us know what a pain it is to try and clean out those bags. Well, now you have a loose liner that's very easy to deal. It's just, like, they did all of those things. They their big bag, they have a killer, you know, photo, video, whatever, of it, you know, being super stuff-alive and then lifted up by a forklift, like, showing how strong the straps are. Like, you're not going to have stitching come undone.
Yeah.
Like, they just did a great, great job.
And those are going to be available, like, right around the corner,
right? October is what we were told, which, you know, at this point, it's only a few weeks away. So
they're, like here, and they're just getting them out to the tackle stores.
Yeah, we're excited about that.
Yeah.
And then just all their, you know, I mean, they've got a lot of cool... bringing Robbie on added a lot to it. Robbie's like such good tech fishing guy, and there's going to be some very cool stuff that comes out, you know, lure wise, hard baits, jigs, that kind of stuff. Like, there's some really cool echo on the horizon.
Well, and the bags and the backpacks and stuff came out, love those things, and the reasonably priced too. Like, their day bag is a great bag. Lolly stole mine. Got another one.
Yeah, it's been really nice to see. And again, it's all fisherman thought of. The pockets are right. You know, there might be an open space, but that open space conveniently identically fits a 3600 size insert box. You know, like every single thing was thought out. They're killing it.
No, they're then their clothing. Of course, that's what I wear.
Dude, I'll tell you one thing. When we did that Louisiana trip, that was one thing I learned is Louisiana was not made for cotton T-shirts. And like you can't do it. And I got with Maddie Q, who's been down there and fished in Louisiana several times. And I basically said, "Help, man! What do I need?" And he hooked me up with several different styles of performance shirts that AFCO makes. It was a lifesaver.
Yeah.
Like I would have been
like some of those cool ones that they make.
Crazy.
I forget the super cool the name is. But they keep you cooler.
I should be better on the names too. But like there are so many different ones that
you
know that all have like the features built into them. Face buffs built into the shirt.
Yeah.
Hoods that are built into the shirt. Thumb holes so that your shirt doesn't slide up on you. And it's all that like moisture wicking material. So when you sweat, it pulls it away from your body. It's super open and breathable, so the wind blows through it and cools you down. Like, they're just, man,
good
they're
stuff.
Killer. Yeah,
yeah,
no doubt.
AFCO just keeps getting better and better. We're very grateful to have them as a sponsor. Let's Talk Hookup, too. I've got a great text here from Duffy in Long Beach, and he says, "Ricky, I've got a Talica 20 loaded with 100-pound hollow braid, which is marked every 100 feet. Can Fisherman's Landing Tackle take off the 500 feet of line off the reel and splice in 500 feet of Power Pro Depth Hunter?"
For sure. Yeah.
We do that all the time.
We do that absolutely all the time.
Yeah, especially hollow, right?
Yeah. I mean, hollow is...
Now, that's hollow to solid, though.
Yeah. I mean, there are lots of different connection methods, and I tend to usually go over with a guy what the options are. For me, if I'm connecting hollow to solid, I like to splice a loop in my hollow. If it's a scenario like this where we're putting on, you know, we're putting on 100 yards of the multicolor. So he's got a reel that's full of spectra that is not bad, doesn't need anything, but the advantage of having every 100 feet of color-changing spectra for knife jigging and flat falling is great. So maybe he wants to put on, you know, a couple hundred yards of it, but no reason to fill the whole spool. For that scenario, I like to splice a loop in my hollow. I tie a bimini twist in the solid, and then I cat's paw those two together. For me, that's the strongest connection that I feel the best with.
And pretty thin.
Very thin. And going through the guide, it's fine. You're not casting that. If it's a scenario where we're doing a much shorter amount where that might be going through the guides, the same style connection that we do with, you know, like with a Sato style crimp where you run the one line up inside the hollow, it absolutely still works. It's a friction thing. Spectra is just a very slick material. I like how that connection works with mono fluorocarbon a lot more than I like it with Spectra. Can it work? Yes. Will we do it? Yes. Am I confident in it? Yes. But on my personal reels, I still like a bimini and, yeah. and a loop to
loop.
Bimini
and a loop to
loop. Yeah. They both will work. We're happy to do them both, but I like to kind of go over that with a guy and say, look, this is skinnier and it's nicer, but I've got more confidence in this one.
And the same thing holds true for solid to solid. Bimini twist to bimini twist and cat's paw. Right?
Yeah.
I've had that on several of my reels, and it's pretty flawless.
Will not fail ever. It's not as skinny as back-to-back unis or something like that.
That bad.
It's not. It's definitely not. Tied well. You don't notice it when it's going through the guides, and you don't notice it when a fish is pulling it through. It's what I like. It's just, it's so strong. It's
more
confidence.
You have more confidence.
Yep, I do. Yeah, exactly.
For sure. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump.
A great text, yeah.
Yeah, good text. Good question, too.
How about we jump back in and talk to Ralph? Ralph's calling us from Minifee this morning. Good morning, Ralph. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, boys. I have a question and a comment. The question will be, Rick, if I'm ready to jump up to a heavy rig, I don't own one just yet, and I need a recommendation for which, like, what would be the best investment for me right now that would be the most all-around rig I could possibly use. And then my comment is I won, back this last spring, I won one of the passes for the Liberty, and with that, I was able to take one of my nephews out this past July on the Liberty, and he got his first yellowtail. And not only did he get his first yellowtail, it was the biggest one on the boat. He hooked in to a ridiculously sized bluefin. He's now currently in basic training for Navy in Chicago, and he just cannot wait to get back out there. So thank you guys so much for what you do.
That's rad, Ralph. Well, congrats to him on the big yellow and the tuna and that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Congrats for that. That's cool. In terms of the reel, big reel goes, I would let it. I would let budget dictate a little bit. Money's lesser the object. The nicest reel for big fish fishing for me, it's a Talica 20. I love it. Fits in your hands, really great for fishing a flat ball or a knife jig. Super powerful. Capable of a 200-pounder, no problem, love it. The other reel you might think about would be going up to a 25. It's a little bit wider. For me, jig fishing, I find the 20 to be a lot more comfortable. But
mine's going to get back on the reel
much easier.
Much easier, yeah.
But if you're a private boat guy and you also want to use it for trolling, if you think you might go long-range fishing, fly line yellowfin, that might be when you decide to go the 25 over a 20. But the 20 size for me is it. TAC 20 is the nicest big fish reel for me ever. The other one that you might consider would be a Speedmaster 20. It's not a Talica. It doesn't quite have the power, but it's a lot easier on the budget.
Half still, the price, right?
Still very big fish capable, and you know that, Pete, like the money that you're spending on a Speedmaster versus Talica, you're talking rod and reel versus just the reel at Talica.
And it's a great reel for the price.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. So those would be the two that I would probably put at the top of my list looking to add a big fish, reel, and that might be sinker rig fishing, it might be knife jig fishing, even a private boat kite application. Like, I think that's the route that I'd be looking.
So let me ask you this. Italica 20 for big fish fishing, are you going to change the handle? Are you going to send it to Cal?
So a lot of big fish guys like that T-bar style handle. Mm-hmm. I almost feel like I'm in the minority if I don't. I really like that style handle. So you're right that a lot of guys that are into tricking out that reel will send it up to Cal. They'll even come into the shop, have Vince do it, and put a T-bar style handle on it. My hand melts into that Talica stock handle. Even so much that, like, on some of my long-range big fish reels, like, I switch, I take T-bar handles off to put that handle back on. For me, that handle is just right. But for a lot of guys, they sometimes, you're right, find more comfort in a T-bar style handle. But both are options. The other thing that guys will do is they'll put the Talica 50 handle on the Talica 20s and 25s. I don't like it as much because
that's a big handle.
It's a big handle. When you're attached to the fish, it's fantastic.
Yes.
While you're turning the handle with the jig, that Shimano, I don't know what to call it other than like a ball style handle. It's so comfortable in your hand. So when you're making so many revolutions fishing the jig, that handle is so much more comfortable to me that I like to keep it stock. But the swap out is a good option, and we do it a lot for a
individual
lot of guys.
Preference. Totally. I personally like that T-bar handle.
It's great.
It's comfortable in my hand because I have a lot of arthritis in my hand, and it just works better for me.
There's no doubt that it's a bigger surface area. You're getting more of your hand on it. The application of power is probably better with that bigger handle, and turning the handle for me is easier with a smaller one. So I keep mine the same.
But it doesn't need to happen.
Yeah. That's the best part.
It's an option.
Yeah. Exactly. For sure. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great questions. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels aren't just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for at the ranch, from your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Everyone is always looking for the new hot lure. You know, the ones that are really putting fish on the boat. Right now, the bluefin tuna bite is on, and the Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim are getting the job done. The Pop Orca features Shimano's unique bubble chamber, an open mouth design based on how a jet engine turns low pressure into high pressure. The bubble chamber forces water through the chamber and shoots it out of the top of the lure to create more commotion than conventional popper style lures. This unique design makes Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim much easier to work with than conventional poppers. With through-wire construction and high tensile strength hooks, Shimano's Pop Orcas can stand up to large bluefin tuna. Plus, Shimano's Jet Boost technology helps anglers increase casting distance so you can reach the foamer easier. The Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slip. Get them now at your local Shimano dealer.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.